Bishop Noonan, thank you for visiting once again our parish, and I want to present you all the candidates for this year's confirmation here at Resurrection Catholic Church.
Father Carlos, how come so many this year?
We
blame Sister Pat?
We have to blame Sister Pat for that.
Sister Pat's fault. But we are so happy to have such a large group here tonight for confirmation. Now, Father Carlos, you know, I'm supposed to ask, you think they're ready? Oh, my God.
I'm looking at their face. I think they are.
Oh, you think it. Father Vincenzo, do you think they're ready? Oh, my God. Father Vincenzo says, you're ready. Now, parents, what do you think? Los padres, ¿tú piensas estar listo por confirmación? You think they're ready?
Yes.
Wow. So maybe should we welcome them?
Yes, I think so.
That'd be a good idea. Now, Father Carlos, you got to come back here. You're going to answer all the questions. Isn't that okay? Is it okay, Father Carlos? And if Father Carlos doesn't answer it, then Father Vincenzo,
yes.
You're next, okay? Don't get nervous now. So all I could ask is, you know, what happens here at Resurrection? Does anything ever happen here? How many years old are you? Not you, the parish. We don't want to get into personal.
It so happens that the parish and myself, we are the same age. So, 50.
50?
The parish is as a parish, but as a mission before that, many more years.
Now, what do you think, what do you think of all these people? Do you think they're pretty good?
I think they are a very beautiful present and future.
Wow. Church. So impressed. So I really think you love them. Now, what do you do every day, Father Carlos?
I come to church. I come to church every day.
Oh,
mostly.
Good. Anything else, Father?
I'm saying the good things.
Father Vincenzo, do you do anything else? Do you come to church every day?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Does anything else happen around here besides church?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Now, let me just ask you, Father Carlos, would you like to go anywhere besides Disney World now? Any other place you'd like to go?
I could have some vacation time.
Yeah, you'd like to go somewhere, Brazil? Or
I could go back to Brazil.
Your family?
Just nearby, I could go to the beach.
And of course, I don't have to ask Father Vincenzo, you would like to go to Italy, would you?
Always.
Always, you see. Any other place you guys would like to go? Any other place?
To heaven.
That's best.
So you'd like to go to heaven too?
I can, yes, yes.
Okay, so anybody else here would like to go to heaven? Everybody, okay. So I think we should leave Father Carlos and Father Vincenzo, you relax, because I think we're all on the way to heaven. So everybody's here on the way to heaven. You know, I just noticed when I took out my phone recently, there's no app for heaven. And there's no GPS for heaven. But you know what's very interesting? If you ask Siri, and you say, how do you get to heaven? Siri has lots of answers. Believe it or not, Siri will answer you. But I don't want to ask Siri now because Siri mightn't shut up. We'd be here all night. But I better put Siri away. But really, the question is, we're all on a journey to heaven, but when you ask that question of some people will say, well, I never thought about it, or I never gave it much thought. And some people were real smart and they said, you have to die before you go to heaven, so why worry about it? But really and truly, if we're on a journey to heaven, how are you going to get there? That's the fundamental question. La pregunta que más importante en nuestra vida. Nosotros vamos al cielo. And we're not going to get to heaven unless we have a relationship with God, una relación con Dios. And how do we get that relationship? Sometimes it's difficult. Because we learn about rules and regulations, and we learn about you have to do this and you have to do that, and you can't do this and you can't do that. But I heard, I once read about the life of Oscar Romero, the Bishop of El Salvador, tragically was killed in 1980 as he was saying Mass. But this is what he said to the people of El Salvador. How I would like to engrave in each one of your hearts. Christianity is not a list of rules to be obeyed, our truths to be believed. Christianity is a person who loves you a great deal. And that person asks for your love in return. Christianity is Jesus Christ. And that's so important for us to know. Not until we know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ, all the rest means nothing. And we heard it in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. Life sometimes is difficult. We'll have challenges. And we all don't have the same way. We all go in different directions. We all have different paths of life. St. Augustine wasn't the most holy person until he was about 36 years old. And then he discovered what he really wanted in life. He wanted to have a relationship with God. And he said it beautifully. He said, you know, Lord, my heart was restless for all these years. And my heart didn't rest until it rested in you, O Lord. So I'm saying to you in life, as you go through life, la vida no muy simple. Algunas veces la vida muy difícil. It is very difficult and hard. There'll be times where you ask questions and you say, where is God? And there'll be time you will ask questions, why me, Lord? But there are three fundamental things in life that help us in our relationship with God. And the first one is beauty, when we encounter beauty in our lives. The second one is when we encounter goodness in our life. And the third one is when we encounter truth in our life, la verdadera. Beauty. If we really have an understanding of beauty, usually we can see it. We experience it. It touches us. Nature touches us when we see something very beautiful. And beauty is part of God's creation. The most important part of His creation is when He created you in His image and likeness. And because you are created in the image and likeness of God, when He created this world, you can see sometimes the fingerprint or the imprint of God in the different things. I remember when I was in Rome a few years ago with a number of bishops, and if you ever go to Rome, you have to go visit the Sistine Chapel. Sadly, when you go there, there's so many people you don't get a chance to look and see the beauty of this chapel. Michelangelo painted this chapel. And he painted all the books of the Bible. But I was there with just a few bishops. And I did something incredible. I lay down on the floor. Now, don't lay down on the floor here because I don't know what might happen. You know, Father Carlos said, don't do that. No. Because they might carry you out and think you're dead. But I looked down and I looked up. And it was spellbound. Because every little inch of that ceiling had a story to tell. And as I recognized the different stories from the Bible, I began to really look and see the wonder of Michelangelo. How beautiful it was. Today you see beauty too. You feel beauty. Music. I don't want to tell you about the music I had to listen to when I was growing up, and I don't want to pick on Father Carlos and Vincenzo. You know, I grew up in the 60s, so I had my own music. And if I tell you that, you'll think I'm ancient. But some of you remember some of those famous songs we sang and the words of the songs. And they are bring back memories and feelings to our heart. So we have a kind of a sense of beauty in art, in music, in nature. If you ever go to the beach in the morning and see the sunrise, and you hear the water, and you hear the seagulls, and you look out and you see the sun rising or the sun setting, you get a sense of how wonderful this world is and how beautiful it is. And then there's the beauty, you know, when young couples come to church the day of their marriage, and Father Carlos and Father Vincenzo will tell you, you come up here, and what do you see in the eyes of these two people, this husband and wife? You see the beauty of love and the happiness they have. Are you, the day a woman discovers for the first time she's pregnant, what does she feel in her womb? And what does she think about how wonderful God has created this life? Or the day you were born, the day your parents held you in their arms, they looked at you and said how wonderful this gift of new life is. That's an experience of God in your life. That's how we come to see and experience God in our lives. Goodness. It's hard to talk about goodness today because we only hear bad things. We hear only the bad news of the world. But there is goodness in our lives. We hear nothing but fake news. But do we really recognize goodness when we see it? When I see families sometimes taking care of one another, coming to church tonight, a mom taking care of a newborn baby, or if you see parents taking care of their parents, taking care of your grandparents, the beauty and the care they give one another. Or I've visited the hospital, a couple that have been married 72 years, and there they are looking after one another. His wife is sick in the hospital, and he's helping to feed her. It touches you in a sense that this couple have been together for 72 years, and they still have care for one another. Through the lives of the saints, we hear and see about goodness. St. Francis is the one that mostly comes to our mind. But we never think about when St. Francis lived. He lived in a very troubling time. The world was chaotic. And yet Francis gave up everything to preach the gospel. But it wasn't just about the Bible and the gospel. It was about, from his heart and soul, the relationship he had with God. That he inspired the world to seek peace and justice, to make us instruments of his peace. Where there's hatred, let us bring love. And he lived that. He didn't just preach it. And he inspired people to come to know and experience God in their life through the goodness. So goodness surrounds us. And sometimes we're called to live that goodness. And the only way we can be inspired to live that goodness sometimes is through our relationship with God. Last but not least is the truth. Where is the truth today? There's no truth, we feel. Where do you find the truth? How can you even experience the truth? The only way we will ever experience the truth is in the Word of God. It's not in political issues. It's in the Word of God. Do we know the Word of God? Have we read the scriptures? Do we pray the scriptures? Does the scriptures inspire us? Because it's not enough to say, I know God, unless you know his words. Because his words help inspire us to the truth. You know, there are great stories in the Bible. Right after Easter, we have all those stories of the resurrection. The one I love is the Emmaus story. You remember there's two disciples leaving Jerusalem. First question is, why are they leaving Jerusalem? Because they're disappointed. They're sad because Jesus has suffered and died. There's nothing left for them. But what do? They leave. They're going back to Emmaus. And they encounter Jesus on the road. And what does Jesus say to them? What are you talking about? And you remember the great answer. They said, are you the only one in Jerusalem that doesn't know that Jesus, this one we thought was the Messiah, is no longer alive? And then he begins to open the scriptures. He opens the word of God to them. And he begins to tell them the story of the gospel and what Jesus said. And what happened? Their hearts began to burn with desire to know more and more. Until when they arrived in Emmaus, they said, won't you stay with us? Give us more. And then they went in and had a meal, and Jesus broke the bread, and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. So confirmandi, I'm saying to you in your journey of life, as you go through life, there'll be ups and downs. There'll be days when you won't even recognize the beauty. And you may not see the goodness, but search for the truth. Don't let the truth let you down. Believe in yourself. Believe in the gift that God has given you of life. And then you will see the goodness, and then you will experience the beauty. Because Jesus, more than anything else, tells us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesús es el camino, la verdad, y la vida. And if we want to go to heaven, we need to help. We need his help to know the way. We need to know his help to find the truth so that he can give us the life. Amen.